This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
Should you happen to tune in to tonight's Democratic presidential debate between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, you will likely hear the word progressive quite a bit. The two candidates are having a heated back and forth over whose policies are the more progressive. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more now on the economics of American politics circa 2016.
The progressive movement started in the late 1800s. It was an effort to get away from political bosses and make government more professional. Price Fishback can explain it better than I can. He's a professor of economics at the University of Arizona.
To give more voting power to people, to make government more professional, and to expand the use of government for helping people.
That's Fishback's definition, but the word progressive has never been easy to define.
It's a really messy term.
That messiness can come in handy if you're running for president. You can define the term pretty much any way you want, and then offer up some economic policies you call progressive. Emily Tisch Sussman is with the left-leaning Center for American Progress Action Fund. She says both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton call themselves progressives on health care. Tisch Sussman says Clinton is tackling drug prices.
A piece of that is allowing the government to negotiate with drug companies on Medicare and Medicaid.
Tisch Sussman says Sanders is opting for universal health care funded by the government.
He's saying, let's get to a place where we can have all single payer.
Clinton and Sanders also advocate a higher minimum wage and government help with college tuition. Sanders wants it to be free. But is any of this doable? Not if you ask David Caputo.
So I think both of them are overstating their case in terms of what they might be able to get done.
Caputo is a professor of political science at Pace University. He will be watching the debate tonight, but has no prediction on how many times the word progressive will pop up. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
17. I think it's going to pop up 17 times.